for sure, Havamina is only there when there is a sugya. And when we spoke about that, that we have to life, our life is a life which includes Havamina's food. And this Havamina is Alamaisa, the way the Mashiach sent me to that insane place in order to be there with all these chilonim. And then there was the Maskone, which I found both of them myself, that's not good to be there. So this is only when there is a sugi going on. Yeah? And sugi means that you assume that there is depth. And when you assume that there is depth, that means there is an interest here. You are interested in the sugi. So this is now a topic which I want to only a little bit to be more that in the American society there is a big mix up going on between being interested and being excited. The American society is very much being excited, you know, about that. I'm excited about. But that you are interested in something, that sounds like the same thing. No, it's far mizrach mimayiv. Because being excited means that the thing pulls you by the nose or by the throat or by the stomach or by all three together, you know. Or whatever it is, the thing is pulling you. That means being excited. Being interested, nothing pulls you. You create that yourself. And this is difficult. There's a difficulty. And I'll show you where, what is one of those choices from this difficulty. That we don't assume that life or people are interesting. Yeah? We think it's superficial, it's simple, it's what it is, it's face value. It's not interesting. It could be exciting, but exciting and interesting are two different things. And we have to approach our life, or the life of other people, as interesting entities in order to go deeper. Otherwise we'll be stuck on the surface. And there is, I will not now speak about Dalek Absus because that's not our Indian. I only want to show you how much we are stuck on the surface when we approach the world as not being interested. Interesting, yeah? That's the way we approach the world, not interesting thing. It's a very simple thing, clear, face value. Then you are stuck to a tremendous amount which is so negative and so superficial. This is Aloha, which says that a person which goes for Meraglaim, he has to wipe off the thing. Why? Because when there will be water on his feet, he'll be Moitzi Laz Albono. That's right? That's the Halocha. Halocha Psuke. You can't escape that. That's Halocha. So what's the Halocha built on? The Halocha is built on that when someone has Meraglaim on his feet, the Kopi is a Khrushchevcho. But because everyone has to wipe off, that means that can happen to every single human being. Being a Khrushchevcho or not being a Khrushchevcho makes no difference. Everyone can, or that's why everyone has to wipe off. That's right. It could happen to everyone. But to a Khrushchevcho, that happens too. So a Khrushchevcho can't have children. So now someone sees a guy walking out of the Sherutim and he has some drops of water on his feet, he immediately sees, definitely, Khrushchevcho. And now that guy is an older man and has 10 children at home. And then comes the glorious Kasha. Where are these 10 children coming from? He is a Khrushchevcho. So that has to be that his wife was Mezane and he's Moitzi Laz Albono. Did you think that you are such an idiot, a mushchis? But the halacha is Kaveya, you are. That's a halacha mefureshes. That you are a full-blown idiot and a mushchis. That's halacha mefureshes. You can't get out of that. Yeah? It's halacha. That means that things are immediately clear. No thought process involved. When you would think for 1 second, then you would say, no, there's 2 drops here and 10 children at home. So vice versa, 10 children are more relevant than, no, was rechter. Ich habe gesehen, mir fuhr ich, er ist ein Khrushchevcho. Eier hat 10 Kinder, das ist ja am Amserim, man. That's the Halacha. It's unbelievable, we should turn red, green, blue, ich weiß was, you know. It's a Bursche. But that what is quick judgment, immediate and quick judgment, without going into any depth, without going, and it's an uninteresting thing. This whole world and what's happening is absolutely uninteresting. I'm not interested in that. I just judge it out of my immediate reaction, and then the world is a world which is no sugis going on. There are no sugis going on. There's nothing going on there. Everything is clear miroish, and it's even clear in a negative way. So how to combat that uphill battle? How to fight that uphill battle? It's like a nature of the person that he does that. How to fight that? The first step, which I found, is that I have to make up my mind that the world is an interesting place. It's not exciting, it's interesting. And when something is interesting, I will look at it from different sides. I won't judge it in the beginning only. I will look at it. It's interesting, so let's look at it. Aha. The world is interesting. Yeah? Not my judgment is interesting, and not the scoop of that after I judged him, I'm curious thing that the children are mamzerim. That's not interesting. That's a tritzor, yeah. But the world as it is an interesting sugya. It's an interesting thing going on, and I am trying to understand what's going on. I understand. I try to see the world is a rich place, and we are not like this. We think the world is stum a place, stum, and what happens is immediately clear, and it's nothing to think about, and they are all superficial facts which are there, yeah? Superficial, immediately understood facts. This is unbelievable halacha. My son was mailed that to me, that this is the ultimate tzir of Dan Lekav Choyvo, that thing, you know? But it's not only Dan Lekav Choyvo, it's much more. It's not only Dan Lekav Choyvo, the Kav Choyvo doesn't matter to me. It's done immediately matters to me. Why? It's so quick when you would think, aber doch Kinder, ist doch klar, ist doch nicht das so. No, that's already a matter of fact. After 1 second, the world is understood. No question about that, you know. That's finished. Nothing to think about anymore. And now it comes a glorious kashe. So where the children come from? That was ein Mamzerim, you know. It's unbelievable. It makes no sense altogether. But that, the halacha is keveya. It's not me, and it's not some Baal Musa which told you that could be that you have such a bad inclination. It's a halacha, a sifri shulchan aruch, which is keveya, a person as the biggest mushras you could imagine. And out of immediate judgment. Yeah? Immediate, the reality is immediately judged without any thinking process. That doesn't go. Then the reality is very superficial, and then you can't work with it, and you will not be responsible. You can't be responsible to a nil reality. You are not responsible because there's much more going on there. Yeah? Much more going on. Yeah? And you don't see a depth, when don't see the depth in a person and what's going on. What's going on with his midas, what's going on with the kriyas out there, good kriyas too. When you don't go into that, you will not be able to be responsible. For example, that happened to me when someone came to me, which is Rebbetzin works in a seminary for girls, which is seminary, I speak about seminary of girls. I don't speak of yeshivas. I have to be marked in that. I will not go into dangerous business, okay? I don't speak about yeshivas. I will not. I will be ma'isa ma'idoa lifneichem. I will not, do not speak about yeshivas. No, I not. I speak about girls seminary, okay? Say that. So now, his wife was working in the girls' seminary, which is not schwitz, and it's not low. It is normal. Then you don't have to look for these people in Ben Yehuda, but from the other side, those are not the biggest schwitz. Okay. Now, he came to me and said, you know, what do you have to teach these girls? Well, you have to teach these girls that the she'ifa of the husband has to be that he will the whole time only learn it. So I told him, I think we have to teach them that the central value, or the biggest value in the world, is Torah, that you have. But that's not why you have to be Torah for that you learn the whole day. But it's the biggest value. The biggest value, then you have to be Torah, otherwise it's not real. No, you'll twist my arm. I told him, you'll twist my arm. It was just before I went, I had to go home. You'll twist my arm and you will not get that out from me. No. you can have a central value of learning, and you can also work. I saw people like this, the bearer of the Kfin Teure between Hebron Hagiva and Hebron Gula was Wolf Rosengarten, which Wolf Rosengarten was definitely a businessman, but he knew how to learn 10 times better than everyone else, and that's why they took him for a bearer. I knew people like this, you know? So you can't wish, that's not real, now you have to do the Shoyev, you have to be Shoyev. No, you don't have to be Shoyev. So next day I had Rachmonis with him, because I tried to explain, didn't go. I tried to explain, not everything which is the biggest value, you have to be Shoyev. Yeah? Not everything which has the biggest Erech, you have to be Shoyev. Where do I know that from? Because what is the biggest Erech in the world for the Klal Yisrael? The biggest man with the biggest Erech. So that's or the Melech, or the Kohen Gadol. You can choose, or both together. So the Melech, he has the biggest value, and when that isn't like this, you'll be killed. Because it's a Meirat B'malchus. But when I have a She'ife to be a Melech, and I'm not Misera David, then I am an Apikoyres, and I'm Saizai Chayav Misa. Yeah? I can't have a She'ife to be a Melech, even though it's the biggest value. The Kohen Gadol, the very same thing. Even though I have a big desire once a year to stand in front of the people and look at them from the other perspective, the way the Kriyanim do, but I can't do it. Even though it's the biggest value, it's the biggest man, but I can't do it. And for sure I can't go into Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur. I can't do it. Even though it's the biggest value. So a big value and the Shivat are the two different things, yeah? So that would be a very erleche chinuch. You see, when I take reality like this, that in reality, simply the reality teaches me that. It's not the Torah that teaches me that. The reality is like this. That there are two sugyas. A sugya of making a thing very important, the most important or the most valid thing, and to be shayif to a thing. Those are two things. Yeah? There are two things. The shayif has to be according to my reality. And the very important can be a very important thing which Lavtav can be and can be Shoyev to be Mamaladat. Yeah? If we would be educating like this, that would be a very healthy education. No, you can't. And then he asks me, and this you see this, but every mother, he spoke about Americans, every mother wants her child to be Rav Elyoshev. I don't know. I only know that these American mothers, they don't want to go against anything, but these American mothers, when the child, the boy, is turning 3, and before the Obsherd, they'll make a big miklachat, and then has to go into all different kinds of dresses, and they have to stand 3 hours in front of the photographer in order to take pictures, and the whole relating from that little boy to his own body is from the beginning distorted gamur, but she wants him to be Rav Elyoshev. Sheker vechozor! Clear. Liars! Clear. Unerlich people! Clear. Superficial idiots! That's what they are. Yeah? No! The reality is not some reality, you know. I want my son to be Rav Elyoshev. But he has to stand 3 hours in front of the photographers, destroying his own perception of his own body from the beginning. From the very beginning of his development, but he has to be like Rav Elyoshev. As I mean, stay. No! Huh? Reality is not plastalina. No! Reality has a teuchen to it. Okay? No, reality has no teuchen. Reality is stam, you know? No, reality has a teuchen. There are sugis going on. There are sugars which are positive, there are sugars which are negative. And we are not used to that. We don't make from reality any sugya. There's nothing going on in reality. And when nothing goes on, we can't really be responsible. You can't be responsible for a thing which has no teich, you know? But that is now the other side. From the other side, you have to have a strong backbone with your Ekronot, we spoke that, with your principles, we spoke that once in this Vadi. You have to have a strong backbone. That means, Torah, because the reality is problematic once in a while, but your backbone has to be 100%. You have to have a 100% backbone. You can't just bend everything towards the reality. And I saw with my own eyes, that when you don't learn up the reality and you don't learn up what is your backbone, you can't be responsible, because you can't bring them together. Because you feel that whatever your principle is, this principle is too stiff, or not bendable, or not, it's not bendable, but it's too stiff, or too rigid, or whatever it is, and then you have to give up on it in order to relate to reality. I saw it with my own eyes. I saw it with my own eyes when I was sitting in this. Perhaps I told you about the rabbi who said something terrible? No. I was sitting in this Mivgashim, I told you last time, the Mashkiach sent me and made an experiment with me. He had a Havamina with myself, sending me to this place with Chilonim. So I was sitting there, there was a Choshev rabbi there, a Choshev rabbi, and there was someone, a lady there, which she was a professor for Midrashic literature in some place, yeah? So he was speaking, and then he spoke about the topic, which is related to that thing, I don't remember the topic, and then he turned to this lady, which is a Chilonia and a lady, yeah? That means two big reasons, you know, anymore, you know, that she can't learn at all, you know, it's a shayach, yeah? Can he sign, he can learn, can he sign, yeah? Can't be in the world. So she was sitting there, and he said something, and then he turned to her and said, "For sure, Gveret so and so, you know that better than me." That's what he said. That was a Chil Hashem on that place. I wanted to get up and just make like this at that moment, you know. I didn't have the guts to do it. God does was pity on the. It was sure because Elzak that I was mein Zachter, yeah. So, but it was a Chil Hashem Malach al Stein, you know. It was like I was shocked. But that happens to you, that you are absolutely irresponsible to your own Torah, irresponsible to your own Ekronot, when you don't know how to deal with that. No, that there is a reality, and this reality is distorted, but there is an Ikaron, I can't give up on it. Now I have to now to work hard to bring that together. But I can't give up on that Ikaron, I can't do that. Yes? I saw that several times, and I was saying, when you sit with these people together once in a while, what they are moicha for lokshin, you can't imagine bichlal, you know? You can't imagine the lokshin which they sell in order to make like hiro b'choikim. There's no heter altogether to do that, you know? You can't distort Torah, never, never ever. The Yorg Bal Yavol, the Yom Shal Shloimeh. Yom Shal Shloimeh says, when you say that Torah said something which Torah never said, that's called the Yorg Bal Yavol. Yom Shal Shloimeh in Bobo Kama. So, when we pass like the Yom Shal Shloimeh or not, that's another issue. But there is a Havamina to that, to be a Yehorik Val Yavar. You can't do that. You are irresponsible to your Torah. You are irresponsible to your heritage when you want like this. And you are irresponsible to everything. You can't. You can't just distort the thing. And I saw it over and over again. Yeah? Over and over again. That people say, no, we, they sell wrong things, but they lie flat out, you know. And once in a while they lie flat out because they don't get it, that this is a bending towards the reality which makes no sense. No sense anymore, yeah? I told you about that with that we love everyone. No, I don't know. That was I said last time, yeah? Same thing, you know? We love every single Jew, all the Chilonim. Oh, okay. I love them because they can be Chayzer B'Tshuva. I don't love their day, you know? I don't love that. So this all this distorting of Torah, which you do when you want to relate to reality, and the reality has then no depth. When the reality has a depth, you can do that. And we have to be interested in the reality. So this is a big work, that we should break through that. You don't have to be excited, but interested. So to be interested in something, that is a work, which I don't see how you can be responsible without being interested in the topic. Yeah? You can't be really responsible without being interested in that reality. So you have to be interested in the reality. So now we have to work on that only a little bit in order that we should break through this superficial judgment. Yeah? It was the only kli I had. Perhaps you have better kelim, but most probably when you think you have better kelim, it's negiah to be done the kapschus. I hold in that halacha of the Kru Shofcho, in that halacha is, there are two ingredients. The one is the immediate judgment, and the second one is the negativity. There are two things, two problems. Yeah? It's not only one problem that you think negative about other people. You think immediately, because that is a thought process, that you immediately work away a uvde, and then all the other uvdes which enter your brain are cautious on that, and on that very clear fact which was already established in the first moment. Yeah? And then all the other things are cautious on that, and you have to be metallic that. That's awkward. The second one is that the first judgment is negative. So I'm now not about Dan the Kap Schus. That's not. That's another word. But the whole, this thing that you are immediately done the world, that means you have a maskone on the world immediately, that is inedible. You can't be really responsible towards a world which is only superficial and immediately understood. But then you are not responsible. Yeah? For example, I told you once, it was a Baal Tshuva in... Oh, I said once in the Vaad, I said it again, it's such a funny maise. The Baal Tshuva in the... in Or Sameach, I think, or it's one of those places, which... I don't know whether Or Sameach, one of those places, and he had a job. He came to be a Baal Tshuva. After 3 months, he told his Rosh Yeshiva he wants to go back to America because he likes his job, which he had. Which job did you have? So the American didn't know what that is. I don't have to explain that. He was in charge of distribution of time in a nationwide daily show on the... I can't say it over here. Yeah? Nationwide, you know? Not only... North Carolina, yeah? Not only, yeah? No, and not only Providence, not only Rhode Island, no? No, nationwide, the whole thing, you know? And he was in charge of distributing time. That means he is on the nerve center, which he is playing around with millions and millions of people every single day, yeah? Ganz gut. So I told them, that's my business. I am in such a show which have moving pictures, and I am distributing the time. Oh, you are in a show with moving pictures. You can do that in the Haredi Tzibur too. So he asked, where can I do that in the Haredi Tzibur? And the Rosh Hashiva told him that, matter of fact. He told him, you can edit Chasene videos. Are you crazy? This is irresponsible. This is achzorious. This is taking the reality exactly like the Khrushchev, you know? You just immediately understood. You don't even think 1 millimeter what's going on there. And because over here they are moving pictures, and over there they are moving pictures, that's the same, no? It's not even two worlds, it's simply two different things altogether. That's called a mechanech. That's called a achroistic person. This is called an achzer, according to my opinion. Someone which is strange. Achzer. He's strange to the other reality. Why? Because he took the other reality in a very immediate, superficial way. That's it. No thought process involved. And we have to learn that things are interesting. But this was the only clue I had. That when things are interesting, then you don't judge immediately, because immediate judgment is not interesting. That's simply what you see, you know? But when something is interesting, then you have to go further. So it could be that by the halacha, when you have another guy, another person, and in these areas, perhaps this is different. I do not know. I can't be better than the halacha. The halacha is still there, you know? But we have to work on that. The halacha is built on something negative, for sure. So, but there are this negativity about immediate judgment that will take away your possibility to be responsible. Because you can't be responsible on a thing which has no teuchen. There's no teuchen there. So we have to work on that we should be interested. We should be interested in reality. Not excited. Not excited. That after when you will go into business, whatever it is, which business it is, but if it's such a business that I'm involved, that dealing with people, when you will deal with people and you only deal with people which you are excited to deal with, then you are a very bad person to help other people, and it could even be that you are in danger. That could be too, huh? Okay, I will not be mafarad, but that could be very dangerous. You have to be interested in other person without being excited altogether. Gurnish, yeah? Only being interested, not excited altogether. That's what you have to learn to teach yourself. You have to teach that yourself. And that's why a benodim l'chaveiroi is a necessity when you work with. And I hope it is in every single mikzoa. It's like this. The mikzoa is not always excited about what's going on, but he's always interested. Only a lot of times the interest in the mikzoa is fueled by the revach momen, is fueled by the revach kovet. There are other different revachim there why you are interested in this topic, because it could be you are perhaps not excited, but it's interesting because there is a menegia there. It's a loyishmo. Could be by us, it's also Shalayishmo in the beginning, could be, but we have to find a way, how can we be interested in other Metzias? So, the most simple place to work on that is by another person. That you meet something, I know people which they learn together, or they meet each one the other, every day, and they don't know anything about the other guy, anything. They are chavrus which are learning together, like a dream chavrus, you know? Best chavrusa in the world, they don't know whether he is married or not, has children or not, has gurnish, somebody's gurnish from the under 11, you know, he doesn't know anything. But they learn together, you know. So that's called like a good chavrusa, yeah? That's called like, no, this is not a good chavrusa. Because a chavrusa has something to do with the chavrushav, you know. You may know something that may be interesting in other life. You don't have to be excited, and you don't have to be taken up from that the whole day, or the whole day and night, no. But it's interesting. It's your chavrusha, it's someone else. It could be, even when you have children, I know tons of parents which are not interested in the life of the children. For example, there are fathers which they say, you know, when my child is young and daughter doesn't speak and really doesn't speak intelligently, you know, I'm not really having a kesher with him, you know. When he will be older, in Yitzhak Hashem, when he'll be older and able to speak and I can learn with him, then I'll have a kesher with him. That's called a father. This is called a father. That you're not interested in your own child because he can't speak with you intelligently. You know? Okay? And your intelligence is... okay? So, we'll check that up too, you know? So that's what it is. That's the level of interest. The level of interest is once in a while about when you have machanech in yeshiva and you have boys which they don't come exactly from the very same background you are, and you are not interested and even not validating that and not doing anything with that, then you really can't relate, you know. That's one of the big problems of course. Now I speak about yeshivas, but not too much. that's a big problem by a magichir, because the bochim feel that the world they live in is not interesting for the Magichir, and the Magichir that feels that the world he is living in is not interesting for the Bochim, but he teaches them. So that's like, it's like Chavis was two bubbles, they speak one with the other, but no one is opening up, you know. You know that, a lot of times goes like this, you know. The rabbi throws at you Torah, but his life is not known to you, it's even not interesting for you. And you are living in your own bubble with your peer support, you know. And then you are thrown Torah out, but your life is not interesting for anyone else, you know? That's not a good shidduch, you know? Being interested in other life, being interested, not excited. I don't have to be excited, but it's interesting. So that has to be a work we have to try to do a little bit in order to be responsible for the reality. And then the reality is only judged immediately, which you have a tendency to do that. When it's only like this, then there is no responsibility there. We can't be responsible for such a thing. I think this prat in that halacha is right. Yeah? I do not think that the halacha only says, dan lekaf schoiro. The halacha says two things. Because moitzi laz al bonov. Yeah? That's not the pele. He has already children. That means his children are now a kasher. It's not only that I judge him bad. I am a taretz kasha, which came because I was already having the fact in. The fact was already established. You know, that's like crazy. That's like not normal. But that's the way a person works. That's the halacha. So Mela, we have to fight that koyach. We have to fight that thing in order we should be responsible for something in our own environment, perhaps even to ourselves. I do not know whether by a person himself this is also actual. I think so. I didn't go into that so much. But I think even when you think about yourself, it's the same thing. You judge yourself in a very superficial way. And there are people that have now different tendencies. The one way is the avas atzmo is goyver. And then he only judges himself favorably. And then there are people which the avas atzmo is not goyver. And then he judges himself like, weißt du, raus meine Kinder sind Mamserin, you know? because he judges himself negatively, you know? So it's unbelievable, but you can't judge yourself negatively. You can't imagine, yeah? When you are dealing as a psychologist or things like this, while you see people judge themselves negatively, it has no gvul, you know? Okay? So you judge yourself immediately. You're not interested in yourself, Peitzer. You're not interested in that. Amazing, you know, but a lot of times you see that you're not interested in that too. Simply, the reality is not interesting at all, and then you can't be responsible. So that is the next step we'll go into. We'll see next week what to do with that. Outcome.